Look, fellas, we're in an unprecedented time right now.
Veach is back in town.
Yo, the king is in town!
He must be trying to expand outside of Michigan.
Making it a great opportunity to strike.
We got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
What up, though? My Tyson back to give you another BMF review. Season 3, Episode 4, entitled Prodigal Son Returns Home. Written by Rose Allarice. And as I always do, when they give you a title, I like to give you guys a definition of the title so that you can put it in the context of what the writers are trying to relay. Prodigal son. Typically used, the term prodigal son comes from the parable in the New Testament of the Bible, specifically found in the Gospel of Luke 15:11-32. It refers to a young man who, after wasting his inheritance on a life of extravagance, returns home to his father's house, expecting rejection or punishment. The son instead is welcomed with open arms and a great celebration by his father and his mother and whoever else is in the house to welcome him back. Well, we definitely saw a little bit of that in this episode, but y'all already know what I want to brag on. I told y'all One Chain was a damn snake. We're going to cover all that and everything else in this episode. It starts right now.
I'm up early for the dealers come out. Everybody is outside till the killers come out. You ain't eating, you just act full. I'm impactful. Dozen funerals in a month, I got that pull. I will give it to niggas in all rap forms. Ignatius out right now on all platforms.
That's right. Please subscribe to this channel. Please download the podcast. Follow me on TikTok, Life Gains One. Help a brother grow. I'm trying to get my scripts written next year. I could use all your help. And the more fans that power me, the more I'll be able to get some things done in Hollywood, too. Let's kick this thing off. You know, I'm really liking my boy, Foe Loko, because he seems like he is a fun-loving businessman. But we already know he gangster. And he's telling Meech, bruh, I got this airplane. I got Sela's pilot. It's loaded with weight. Loaded with weight. Meech thinking 250. This thing got 2,500 bricks on it. And he got to go to Detroit to get it, which is why they're saying he's the prodigal son and he's going home. But of course, before he leaves, ladies and gentlemen, he's got to get touched by an angel. Let her know that he's going to keep his men on her. She ain't got to go and work the way she used to work. And not only did he get touched by an angel, he did it in a respectful manner because she was about to drop down on her knees. And he picked up and was like, nah, you better than that. I caught you, Meech. I like that. He gets to Detroit and T still tripping. I mean, golly, it's an imagine these two in business together. I mean, a lot of the weight of this business being carried by Meech. But T tripping because he's got the social working girl on him, LaWanda on him, Markeisha claiming she can help do something, and he needed to just cut that bird loose, even though we all know he didn't. In this moment, she's not being that big of a help. And I think we can all say we all in agreement. We know good and damn well Coach Cop and his new henchman is the one who called CPS services. Can we all agree on that? But then the question comes, do we safe to assume that T has got some pull at the juvenile center? I think he does. But I would like to think that T wouldn't really and truly try to hurt Coach Cop's son. But Coach Cop has tried to hurt them. So Meech is back in town. Everybody's happy to see him. And then we get our first scene post-shooting that has Detective Jen and Coach Cop. And guess what? We figured out what happened to them bricks she took. Oh, yeah. Coach Cop said, you put that mess in your report, I'm going to have to put something in my report. And I still think these two have a healthy kind of, I don't want to say love for each other, but there's a healthy respect between each other. And I think she knows he's really trying to work for his kid. And I do still think that whatever she can do to help the kid, she's definitely going to try to help because she really liked his son. So I think he's got himself a lifelong ally when it comes to helping his son. Now, if the son kicked the bucket, all bets is off with Coach Cop and Jen. Then we learn Lala Anthony, Markeisha. She's got a judge in her back pocket from her boom days. And that sleazy looking judge in there gambling, about to lose all his damn money. And then T had to come ice him up. And then look who strolls on over here and likes to tell Markeisha how good she looked, how good she looked like she tastes, and she don't need to be messing around with no bedwetter. And then T quickly commits to calling her a bitch. Fans, I want to know, how are y'all liking this new character? We've seen her dad one time. We've seen her the last two episodes. I'm just curious, does she do anything for y'all? She's funny to me. Like, I laugh every time I see her. But as far as a menacing, vengeful character, does she do anything to y'all in terms of the immediate? Now, I've already given y'all my prediction on what I think she's going to do. She's going to kill Kevin. Yeah, book it. Let me know what you think. And then we got old Daddy Flannery in here curling some 5 pounds, making it look like it's 20. And look at Lucille back there, coming home from a long day's work. See that man in there flexing his muscles and sweating. Charles was running around here the whole episode with his damn clothes off. He trying to show her what she about to lose out on because she want to go get with Chocolate Thunder from down under. I like the banter between them this episode because he basically let her know, look, it's all good. I'm not trying to argue with you. I just want to know where we at. And while he's letting her know where they at, he's letting her know what she's about to walk away from. He in there throwing them weights around, walking around, running in the bathroom, jumping in the shower, coming out all misty and shit, towel on. Probably if she was to bump him, that towel probably come the hell off. But none of that is working for her because she is all up Dr. Thunder from down under. She want to go try that chocolate drop she never had. And then she, you know, it could be a situation where she learned like he learned. The grass on the other side might always be greener. Post your comments. Then we meet the captain looking like he came straight off RoboCop 2. This is Meech's captain. Told Meech he's got all kinds of massive weight up in this joint. It's so much weight in there that they're going to have to basically discount some of it just so they can keep the pipeline going. And as they're doing that, I had my questions about this damn pilot, but I should have known better. I mean, dude's making money. He making money hand over fist. He's not being bothered with. It's been usually hard to catch a pilot in some mess like this, especially one that's flying private. And he let us know he was about it because at first he won't help him each do nothing. Then when Coach Cop pulled up and the cops was there, cops seem to always be enamored with people flying. He got them on the good side. And then they went down there and arrested the holy hell out of Coach Cop. I was laughing. Coach Cop was mad, boy. Them Barney Fifes came over there and put the cuffs on him, drug him away, and he was not having it. But guess what? He ain't have a choice. He had to have it. Had to have it. Then we get back to Markeisha swooning this judge. And it makes me wonder, has she ever done anything else for this judge? I don't put it past her. I mean, y'all might be rolling your eyes at me right now, but who's to say whatever other favor she's done for this judge? He looked like a loosey goose if I've ever seen one. And she looks too pleasant and happy on his side as if she's been there before. The fellas got the money all moved up. And guess what? Terry said he need to take a trip down to the A. Boy, this about to get thick now. I wonder, hopefully it ain't just going to be Terry he take. Maybe he take one of his guys with him, but he can't take but so many because then he'd be getting thin down there. But I would love to see the Detroit BMF crew go to the A and kick some heads in. And then, folks, how many times am I going to have to tell y'all about this? Dinners and Stars Network, or at least dinners with black families, they don't go well together. If you want to get entertainment value, all you got to do is watch a dinner on Stars with the Black families, and it's going to be some shit. It ain't going to be no food eating. It's just going to be a whole lot of ears ringing. Nikki laid out everybody, as she rightfully should. Some of y'all should have been saying she should know her place. A lot of why this girl is the way she is because of everything that's happened with her family. Little boyfriend she had got killed by Lamar. Michi is selling drugs. Michi did have kids that young. And then mama catch an attitude because the girl start wearing tampons. Now, you know, I'm a father of a daughter. I haven't had to go down that road yet. For me, I'm just thinking whatever's most comfortable for the child. I don't know if there's supposed to be some secret voodoo or something or whatever for a girl wearing a tampon. But for me, it's whatever is most comfortable for the girl, whatever helps with whatever her flow is. Let it go like that. But Nikki aired it out. And she had a right that this was her therapy session. And I think that Nikki probably do need to go get a real counseling because she definitely can use it. She has been through a whole lot. And then, ladies and gentlemen, last but not least, I've been waiting on this for 4 weeks. Take a look at this bozo the clown, calls himself 2 Chainz, but he only got one, about to be played.
I admit that I was wrong.
I'm wondering if I can get back down with the operation again.
Yeah, but I ain't doing this for you.
It's for Ty's widow and his kids.
Nice, nice. Look, man, I appreciate this.
Yeah, it's cool. And I'll be back soon.
And I'm bringing my brother with me.
Okay, cool. That's tight.
All right, bet.
Meech and his brother coming to town. It's going to be crazy.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, as he's sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm about to take over with these Miami Negroes. They just sitting there talking. I don't know if that's Haitian or whatever they talking. Right to his face, calling them stupid. He's going to die. He's going to have to die. And for what reason is he double-crossing Meech? I think if we talk about characters on a TV show that in 1 year made the biggest impact of being a hater, it would definitely be Stacks on this show. Because this dude, for no reason, just hate Meech. Meech tried to help him. I think Meech even know by this point in time that something is going on with him. Like, he knows something is not afoot with him other than his height. And I think they're going to deal with him. T might take him out. But I want to hear from you guys. I thought this was a good setup episode. I enjoyed just the way they had to finesse Coach Cop, the way they had to finesse our new adversary. Y'all told me to quit calling her Shim, so I'll just call her them and they. And are y'all ready to be done with her too, or them and they? Post your comments. Let me know. Don't forget to like the video, comment, subscribe, get that life gain. Follow me on Life Gains 1 for TikTok. Download the podcast, listen to it, and always join me right here on YouTube. I'll say this. Forgive me this week, y'all. I have been sick. Don't know what was going on. Just craziness. So I haven't been able to pump out my videos the way I would like to. But just know, I'm like that great white Mako shark that Glock robbed a tooth from. I'm always be coming and I'm always be growing. And until that next sexy as hell video, I'm out.